if you would open your Bible with us to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter 14 and verse 16. The Gospel of John. And it reads as following, and I'm reading from the King James translation. And I pray the Father, he shall give to you another comforter, that he may abide with you. How long? Notice, Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. For the next verse. Even who? Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Whom the world cannot receive. The world can receive Jesus, but the world can't receive the Spirit of comfort. Whom the world cannot receive, because what? It sees him not, neither what? Knoweth him. So you can't receive something you don't see. Because it sees him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth what? With you. So you can't receive something you don't know that it's something to receive. And he shall be where? In you. I want to talk to you on this thought. Hallelujah. The power of the Holy Spirit in connection with the name of Jesus. The power of the Holy Spirit in connection with the name of Jesus. We want you to recognize, every one of you, what great inheritance, what ability, what endowment of power, what great ability, what resources that you have in him is unlimited. This is why we do what we do, to get this truth to all mankind, that they may come, to Jesus and find their place in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many times we feel unqualified. We're not good enough. We don't know enough. Many times we feel that we're too small. We are too insignificant. We allow feelings. We allow other people. We allow circumstances and situations say that to us. But I want you to see what great wealth you have. Are you listening? You have a reason and a legal right to rejoice and shout for joy. Because everything you need, everything you can think of, and it's beyond what you can think of, has already been provided. What he's here to do, Holy Spirit, I'm going to talk about him and the name. What he's here to do is show you how to move in and take possession. I'm going to say it again. He's here to reveal to you just what great wealth and authority that you have. Hallelujah. Jesus began to talk to his disciples, even in his teaching and training them and preparing them for the work that he was going to leave in their hands and in the body of Christ as well. But they were the first. They were his first staff. He was going to leave this work in their hand. And he began to talk to them about these things. And sadness hit their hearts and mind. They saw, they had witnessed, hallelujah. They witnessed this man. They recognized he was a man. They've seen him do things no other man ever done. They watched the miracles. That he performed. They saw the miracles of feeding 5,000 men beside women and children. Are you here? They saw that. When they began to distribute the 2 loaves, the 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, they watched it grow in their hand. They watched it grow as they passed it down the line. Because he had the people to sit in company in order. And his disciple was his servant to pass it out. They watched it grow. They didn't have a stove. They didn't have a refrigerator. They didn't have a countertop to chop up the food on. And didn't have any plates to put it in. But they watch it grow. As they passed it out, they gave this one piece, and that piece grew into another piece. And it gave, and when they passed that piece on, it grew into another piece, and they had one left until everything. Huh? So they saw him do that. They remember when they was out on the sea, seemed to be kind of just stuck out there. And they saw something coming. He sent them and told them to go to the other side. They saw something coming. And then they started speculating, it's a ghost, it's this, it's that. And Jesus said, no, it's me. Peter said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come to you. He said, come. Come.